This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and the Brat Shop. Hey, go to our website at cityofcs.com and find out all about our preferred providers. So, this show today is going to be about lifestyle and Debbie's tidbits. So, what's a tidbit? It's a little bit of information. That's what that is. So, you know, many people are staying at home these days due to the virus, unfortunately, and they're trying to keep busy. So, I'm going to give you some ideas of what you can do to your home while yourself just being at home. Even if you don't want to put your house up on the market, there's still things you need to do to your house, right? Just so you're not so stressed out about things that you know you need to get done and you haven't done. This weekend, I got a lot of things done. It was really awesome. In between clients coming home and just getting down to the nitty-gritty. And I actually have a really clean garage now. It just makes me so happy. It stresses me out going into a dirty garage or a cluttered garage. Anything cluttered drives me crazy anyways. So that's what we did. So what can you do? Well, you can clean out your garage. You know, when I go and show homes, a lot of times people don't realize that a buyer wants to look at a garage. They want to see if they can fit their cars into the garage. What else can they fit into the garage? But not only that, even if you're not selling, trust me, you've probably got spiders in your garage. Yeah, you're probably going, I don't want to do that. Well, you do, because they breed. So get your garage cleaned out. Sweep it out, you know, and spray it down with water and just do a good cleaning. I think you're going to be really surprised. I found things that I thought I lost because we have a lot of stuff. And I don't know, you know, my sister and I are having this talk. I don't know what it is with men in their garage. They just bring home stuff and they just put it in the garage because they think that one day they're going to need it. And I kept on preaching to my husband, telling him, you know, you need to get this rid of this. You need to get rid of this. You need to get rid of this. Who in their right mind needs 5 calendars? You don't. For some reason, he collected calendars. And I'm not saying officially collected. He just did, and they ended up in the garage. So it also surprised me all the spider webs that were behind things. So point being, I got a really clean garage. So you might want to consider doing the same thing. How about clean and polish your cabinets? So I did this like a month ago, and what I used was beeswax. And the brand I use is called Mintimel. It's M as in Michael, I-N-T-I-M-E-L, beeswax. I got it online, and I tell you something, it just made my cabinets pop. Matter of fact, I got it off of Amazon. That's where I ordered it from, Amazon, beeswax. And get 2 little jars in a kit, and it goes a long, long way. I got a little carried away, though, because I started going around the house and doing the furniture. I was doing all kinds of things because it just makes the wood pop, and it just looks really super clean. You know, it's a workout with your arm, but you know what? I mean, you do a little bit here, you do a little bit there, you'll just get it knocked out. And it really surprised me, the before and after pictures. So consider doing that. Clean out your cabinets, clean out your kitchen cabinets, clean out below your kitchen sink. Yeah, you know, when I show homes, that's, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, mine gets pretty bad, but some, ooh-wee, clean out below there. And, you know, you might even be surprised to find out you might have a leak down there. A lot of people don't realize it until they get down there and clean out things, and they've got a really slow leak. So clean out below your sink. Clean your baseboards, you know, the trim next to the floor. Clean those. Man, they can get dirty, and they can get really nasty, especially in bathrooms. Just clean them. You know, I use Dawn dishwashing liquid for almost everything, and it takes off grease. It just takes off a lot of things, and that's what I use. And it's not real harsh, but it removes a lot of dirt and grime. So, yeah, clean off those baseboards. Trust me, people see your baseboard. You might not think they do, but they do. And if the rest of the house looks really clean, your baseboards are dirty, it just doesn't look nice, you might want to consider doing that. Clean out your closets. I've been doing that. So this is what I did. You know how you have, especially us women, we have clothes that we think we're going to get back into, and we never do. Wishful thinking, right? So I weeded mine out. I took out the clothes that I'm like, I'm never going to fit in that again. And I took them to a nonprofit. And same thing goes with shoes, right? Women love shoes, don't we? Don't we love shoes? We just love shoes. And there's some shoes you wouldn't even think of wearing anymore. So why not give them away? Clean out all the closets. Clean out your coat closet, you know, your entryway. Clean that out. I know during the winter you just, you know, have a tendency to throw things in there and think you're going to get back to it later. And it never happens. So get organized and clean out the closets. Clean out your linen closet. Linen closets seem to get, things get like wadded up and thrown in the closet. And I've seen this showing homes. It's quite entertaining. Do you know how to fold up a fitted sheet? That is one thing I know how to do. I can fold a fitted sheet in a heartbeat. And what I do, I fold a fitted sheet and the flat sheet and one of the pillowcases, and I put them all in a stack, and then I take the other pillowcase, and I put those items in that pillowcase. So it's all stored very, very neatly in the linen closet. So it's one kit. So you just pull it out and you use it. And I do that for all the beds in the house, the guest rooms, et cetera. And it just makes it all nice and neat. So give that a shot. I think you're going to be really surprised at how nice your linen closet's going to look. Same things with your towels. How about your closet in your bathroom? Do you have multiple containers of shampoos, conditioners you might like to use, and you tried it, and then it turned out, you didn't like the way your hair turned out? Get rid of those. Just weed them out. Clean them up. Same thing with makeup. Us women, we like to try different makeup, and then we find out, I really didn't like that. Get rid of them. There's no reason to hang on to them if you're not going to use them, right? Clean those out. How about clean out your pantry? So this is embarrassing, but we cleaned out our pantry, and I was really surprised how we had canned goods that were pushed all the way in the back that had expired, let's say, a while ago. I kind of felt like I was in my parents' house when they moved out. Well, Dad passed away, and then Mom went into an assisted living. And I was having historical flashbacks of just looking at their canned goods expired items. Oh, I remember during that year, what happened during that year. Clean those out, okay? I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised, and then you're going to put your pantry in order, and the stress won't be there when you go and look for a can of green beans. You know you got them, but you're trying to find them, right? Also go out, look at your flour in your containers. Has it been a while since you used your flour? Do you have bugs in your flour? Yes, folks, you can get bugs in your flour if you don't use it and it expires. So do that. Maybe unused grains, oatmeal, cream of wheat, how old they are. See if you have bugs in them. You might be surprised. And I know it won't be a good surprise, but at least you know that they're there and you can throw them out. How about your freezer? You got freezer burn? Maybe some of the meat you have in there. Freezer burn is extremely common. So get them out. Throw them away. Also look at your meat that you have in there. If it's not freezer burn, have you frozen it for too long? Look at the guidelines. Google the guidelines for beef, pork, and chicken. How long can you keep it? Get rid of it, right, if it's expired. How about cleaning out your shed? Oh, my gosh, I can't tell you. When I go look at properties and we go and look at the shed, ooh, Lord have mercy. I have seen mice in sheds. So get them cleaned out. Sweep out all the junk in there. If you get mice, get rid of them. You know, if you're going around looking at your place and you see that you might have a lot of spiders, maybe you even have mice, you got some type of pest in the area and it kind of scares you and you want to get rid of them, you need to call pest control, right? So which pest control company do I recommend? I recommend SHOO, S-H-O-O, Wildlife and Pest Control. Give them a call. They're really, really good at what they do. And if you have raccoons or anything like that, they're going to remove them humanely. I've seen them do it, and I was pleasantly surprised. So give SHOO Wildlife and Pest Control a phone call at 719-523-3420. That's 523-3420. Hey, I'm going to take a break so we can hear from our wonderful sponsors. And when I come back, I'm going to give you some more ideas of what you can be doing to get your house in tip-top shape. Please be sure and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and you can always call me at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Come on back. Listen and learn.
Is this a year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host, and I've been giving you some ideas of what you can be doing at your home while you're doing the stay safe at home. But, you know, it doesn't take a virus to get your house in order, right? We should always be getting our house in order. I should practice what I preach, but I have been doing it. I know we get busy, we go to work, take care of kids, that sort of thing. But, you know, your house is a really big investment, probably the biggest investment you're ever going to make. So why not get it in tip-top shape? So before we went to break, I gave you some ideas of what to do, and I said clean out your garage. Clean and polish your cabinet. Use beeswax. It's wonderful. Clean your baseboard. Clean out your closet. Clean out your pantry. Clean out your refrigerator, your freezer. Clean out your shed. So how about purging your closets? Talked about that too. You know, if clothes don't fit, get rid of them, right? Or if they're old, get rid of them. You know, do you ever go through your holiday decor? Have you ever thought, you know, I don't use that anymore. I never put that out. And yeah, I'm never going to use it again. Get rid of them. Give them away. Hey, give them to family members. If something has been passed down through family, give them to a family member. I've done that. I had a very precious item that was given to me by my grandmother, and my grandkids have it now. So, you know, if you don't use it, give it away. Clean out your basement window wells. Last year, I had three cocoons in one window well, and I thought, what is that? So I called Shoe Pest Control, and they came out. Debbie, you know what you got here? No, what do I got here? You've got black widows. Those are black widows. I'm like, oh, no. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those eggs are going to hatch, and you're going to have a ton of them around. So I'm so glad that I called them. But, you know, window wells are an area where bugs love to go, whether they're spiders, ants, or whatever. Get them cleaned out. If you don't want to clean them yourself, call in handyman. Get them cleaned out. And also, while you're getting your house sprayed for critters, by Shoe Pest Control, have them spray the window wells, and typically they do. And, you know, I just want to tell you something, too, about a Shoe Pest Control. I use them because they use products that don't affect me, and I'm an asthmatic. So if you have any health issues, breathing issues, this isn't going to be a problem. It's also safe for animals and for children, or I would not be having them at my house. So no excuse. Get it done. Get rid of those critters that might be around your house. I think it's really important that you take care of critters, because if not, you're going to end up with an infestation. Talking about infestation, I was talking to a client of mine, and he came from the South, and we were looking at homes. He goes, Debbie, you know, one thing that really bothers me about going to people's homes is that I cannot stand cockroaches, and in the South we have them. Do you have them here? And, you know, I've been a realtor for almost 16 years, and I have never been in a home that has cockroaches. I've never seen a cockroach at a home. I never have. That doesn't mean that they don't exist. Yes, we have cockroaches here. We've got people PCSing, military, and from other areas. And like, he was from the South, and they have them there. I mean, it's common. So if you're worried about that sort of thing, during your inspection, you want to make sure that your inspector, this is after you go under contract and you're buying a home, okay, You want to make sure that your inspector checks for any pests. Very, very important. But if that's concerned to you, talk to your pest control person, SHU Pest Control again, really good, and get rid of those rascals because those things are just nasty, right? But I can't tell you that I've ever seen them at a listing or in a showing. I haven't. Maybe they've been there. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. But I tell you something, I'd probably flip out if I saw one. Eesh, yeah, don't like those things. Other ideas you can do is paint the interior and or the exterior of your home. Is it time to paint? If you're like me, you're not ever going to paint. You're going to have somebody else do it for you. I am the world's worst painter, I tell you. And I just don't have the patience for it. But is it time to get your house painted? Do you need a fresh tune-up, so to speak, a different look, something you might want to consider doing? Get your carpets clean. Now is the time to do it, right? It's really nice outside, warm weather. And if they're truck-mounted, they're going to be able to, you know, have that door open at least a little bit, and you won't be cold because it's really warm outside, right? So you might want to consider doing that too. Get the carpets cleaned. And, you know, some carpet cleaning companies, they also clean tile and granite. You might want to consider doing that. Let's talk a little bit about granite while you want to get them cleaned. I have seen granite look really nasty, and that's because granite is porous, and if you're putting meat, food, what have you on it, it can go down into the granite itself, and it looks really nasty. You can actually see it, so you want to have those sealed. So what carpet cleaning company do I use? I use Elite Eco Solutions Carpet Cleaning, and their number is 400-5600. That's 400-5600. Give them a shot, okay? Mike will help you out there. So you're getting your carpets clean. What about your hardwood floor? What about your tile? Well, carpet cleaning company can do that too, the tile. But if you've got wood and you just want a nice cleanup, what can you do? I bought a Bissell Crosswave floor cleaner. It looks like a vacuum cleaner, very lightweight, and you put a solution in it. And yes, you can use it on wood. You are not soaking the wood with this machine. It doesn't do that. It's very, very reasonably priced. And you can get it online. Again, it's Bissell Crosswave Floor Cleaner. And I use mine probably at least twice a week, just getting up the grime. And it cleans beautifully. So give them a shot. You might like that. The Bissell Crosswave Floor Cleaner. You can get it online. You can also get it at Target. I think that's where I actually originally got mine. Check your first aid kit. This is summertime. Kids get hurt. People get hurt. Check to see if your first aid kit is up to par, if you have bandages in there. Band-aids, tape, you have Tylenol, you have scissors. Go online, check to see what the content of a first aid kit should look like. And if you don't have one, make one. Super duper easy. Just get a container and start buying the items that need to go in it. And clean out your windowsills and windows, folks. And clean out your rain gutters, right? Rain gutter is really important. We've been having some rain, and you more than likely have leaves in there. Maybe you have branches in there. Get them cleaned out. So I've given you some ideas for really spring cleaning. And some of us like doing it. Some of us hate doing it. I'm a person, I love to do it. I'm just one of these people, I love to clean. Not necessarily have the time to do it. But when I do a great job. So what else would you add to that list? What else would you clean out? Well, you might want to clean out your china cabinet. Well, if you don't have a china cabinet, that's fine too. How about the cabinets where you have all your dishes? Do you have chipped dishes? Do you need to get rid of those? If you have sets that you absolutely love, maybe you can reorder the item that's chipped or broken, and you can replace it. There's just a lot of things that you can do around the home. I think you'd be really surprised. You know, you don't want to keep on ignoring things that are very, very pressing, because that little item can turn into a really big item. And last but not least, get your roof checked. Get your favorite roofing company out there and just check to see the health of your roof before we even start getting hail. You don't want to do any claim or anything like that probably, but just check to see, you know, what does your roof look like right now? Do you need to be concerned about anything? And but, you know, if there's nothing wrong with it, that's fine. But if there's something wrong with it, then at least you have knowledge, right? You at least want to know that. So I hope I gave you guys some good information today. If you got anything more to add to that list, I'd like to know about it because I probably need to do it. And I'm one of these people that really like to get on the bandwagon and get things done for spring cleaning. I think it's something that you would probably want to do even if you're not selling your home. And when you're going around the home, on the exterior of the home, look to see if you have any chipped or peeling paint. You want to nip that one in the bud too, right? All right, so that's the list, my friends. So I've been doing this even while I'm working, you know, showing homes, listing homes. And think of it as spring cleaning or just taking care of your investment. And then, you know, when you're ready to sell your greatest asset and you want the best representation while saving you thousands of dollars, give us a call. You know, at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle, we're their original flat listing fee company in the Front Range area. You know, some have tried to copy us, but they fail. Go to our website at cityofcs.com and find out how we can get your home sold, saving you thousands of dollars. And if you're looking to buy real estate, look no further than City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. You know, we are great with our sellers and our buyers because we're always giving back. You know, with our buyers, we give back 25% of our commission to go toward the purchase of your home or towards the closing costs. No other company does that. It's amazing, isn't it? It's surprising. And if you don't believe me, go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out how we do it. We are truly making your real estate experience more affordable. You can always give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. Well, I hope today's show gives you some tidbits of information on what you can do to get your home in tip-top shape, or at least make you feel like you've got your home in order. Thanks so much for tuning in. You have a great week, and remember, it's never too late to become the person you are meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. The City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions with Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Please join me this week when I have a very special big announcement to make that will make you say, what? Please tune in, listen, and learn.
Saturday mornings at 11 here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM.